right here and now. It is a company that does work for a lot of people. They're involved, and their CEO, a man I have a tremendous amount of respect for, and if I remember right, I owe him like $100 for dancing with something, is involved with this Valley Prosperity Partnership. And they unveiled the framework for action. And I wanted to talk with Steve Berrien about that. Steve, good to have you on News and Views.
Thanks, Joel.
Do I still owe you $100?
At least.
Oh, man. How'd the dancing thing go? It was charity, I know.
My partner was awesome, and I was just good enough to not screw things up, I think.
So they didn't rush her to the hospital for foot damage or nothing like that.
Exactly.
I want to talk about this. This is exciting, this Valley Prosperity Partnership. And I see there's a lot of big guns involved in this, Steve. Tell people about it.
Well, it really, the genesis of it was a couple of years ago when Bill Marcille had the idea that we lacked a collaborative strategic plan for the Red River Valley. He was actually at the Grand Forks Region Economic Development Corporation annual meeting as our guest speaker. And rather than giving a bunch of statistics or something that people didn't want to listen to, he gave his presentation on the importance of a collaborative vision, and actually at the time donated $100,000 as a jumpstart and an encouragement to get this plan moving. And then he challenged the two economic development corporations, one in Grand Forks and one in Fargo-Moorhead, to run with moving forward with his idea.
So what separates this group from other groups with common goals? What separates, for example, this from groups that involve themselves with the chamber and other things, Steve?
Well, I think if you look at the strategy, we want it to be a we thing, not a or thing. And so if people are involved with the chamber, or they're involved with CDIS, or the Economic Development Corporation, that's all important to getting connected here. But what people felt is that things were happening in Fargo-Moorhead, things were happening in Wahpeton, things were happening in Grand Forks, they were happening in Grafton and in other areas across the region. But we were lacking a joint effort where everybody would take their ideas, put them together, and figure out which things can we do better together than independently. And so I think the answer to your question is there's going to be cooperation now between the chambers in Grand Forks and Fargo-Moorhead, cooperation between economic development corporations in Fargo and Moorhead and Grand Forks that stem from this Valley Prosperity Partnership.
The thing I liked about it the most, Steve, in reading about it and doing a little, albeit little research this morning on it, was it had specific goals. It listed specific action items. In other words, it wasn't just all generalities, you know, the kumbaya thing. Tell people about that.
Yeah, you know, we really layered it into four different approaches. We figured out our goals, and some of those are a little more esoteric and a little more maybe, you know, fluffy in their nature, but they're all very good things. And then we went to harder-hitting goals and even harder-hitting strategies, and then I think most importantly, specific action. When you talked about these heavy hitters during the steering committee, which was really a pay-for-play thing where Bill encouraged us to go out and raise more money, so each of those business leaders or university leaders had to bring $20,000 to the table to actually participate in addition to their valuable time. And in doing that, we wanted this not to be an expensive dust collector, but something that went from, you know, goals to priorities to strategies and to, most importantly, action. We wanted this to be an action plan in the end.
And what I like about it is involved in all of this discussion is infrastructure and the people that you train to build infrastructure. And Steve, that's been a background that's brought us together for a long time.
It has. And interestingly enough, you know, obviously I come from the engineering world and some might make the leap that he had his fingerprints all over this. And it actually was the opposite. I sat back and listened to, you know, the importance of workforce, where we're getting almost ahead of jobs are getting ahead of the people to do them, which is a great problem to have, but we need to fix it. You know, I listened to how the universities, both UND and NDSU, are the jewels of the Red River Valley, along with NCTC and WAF, and how they can have an important factor in all this. But others brought up the importance of, you know, water security, be it flood protection or drought control or drought management. And they also brought up the aspects of, you know, roads and highways and broadband and rail and natural gas and airport service and all of those kind of things. And I was just able then to guide how that could fit into the plan and not have to be the spokesperson for it. So that was really healthy, I thought.
Steve Berrien is our guest. He's CEO of the Grand Forks-based engineering firm AE2S. Of course, they have offices. It isn't fair to say Grand Forks anymore. But, Steve, the role that you and others are going to play in all this, who's welcome? If you come through the door and you make the commitment that you talked about earlier, fiscally and otherwise, time-wise, can you have a seat at that table?
Well, I think it's even easier than that now, Joel. On the steering committee, we needed those resources. What we're doing now is we're moving to work groups, and work groups are going to be the implementation groups for those actions. And the work groups are centered around the top three priorities: workforce, water management and security, and university research and relevancy. And in doing those work groups, there'll be some continuity from the steering committee, but there's also members that are being sought from the greater population at large. And then those work groups will have to roll up their sleeves. So if anybody's interested, they're encouraged to contact Jim Garten with the Fargo-Moorhead EDC or Klaus Thiessen with the Greater Grand Forks EDC. And those folks will ensure that their message is heard and that they can be a part of the actions moving forward. So it's no longer important that they have to pay for play. They just have to have the energy and the time and the commitment to help us.
Well, and hats off to Bill Marcille for putting his money, you know, where his thoughts were. So, you know, Bill Marcille doesn't exactly have a poster of Joel Heitkamp up in his office, but you know what? Compliments to him for doing this. Steve, when you and Charlie started A2S, and when you came out of college and said, you know what, why not start an engineering firm, how many people did you have working for you?
Well, just the two of us for the first 4 months, and then a few college buddies that either knew drafting or knew how to write, you know, were the next ones, and then we slowly just added one at a time or two at a time and kept chipping away at it.
And how many do you have now?
I think last I saw was 245 before the summer interns hit, and we'll probably be up to 275 with the summer interns.
All right. That's the point I'm trying to make is don't be afraid of discussions like this because it can grow into good things that provide valuable jobs. Steve, always good to talk to you, bud. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Yep, Steve Beeren, ladies and gentlemen, CEO of Advanced Engineering and Environmental Services. I want to get to some of these text messages and emails about what we were talking about before we had Steve scheduled. But first, I'm going to go find the weather, man, and get to Terry Spees. Terry, what do you have?
Well, Joel, just definitely some cold weather here for the middle.